Genesis 6:6 says, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart." This is an amazing passage where we get to know the heart of God a little bit while also learning something very important about God and repentance. First, we remind you that with the full revelation of the New Testament, we understand that Jesus is God. When you speak of God, you speak of Jesus, and vice versa. When you speak of Jesus, you speak of God who came in human form, which is the message of Christmas and is called the Incarnation. So our text tells us that it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. Who made man? Jesus did. John 1:3 says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And now, about 1,500 years after Adam fell into sin, the world had become filthy and sinful, with the genetic composition of man's DNA becoming polluted by the fallen angels, procreating with human women, as we're told in Genesis 6:4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Only Noah and his family were spared from this infection. And the very next verse describes what it was that had caused Jesus to repent of having made man to populate the earth, as we read in Genesis 6:5. "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And that's the background when we read in Genesis 6:6, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." But we read later in Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent." This causes skeptics to say there's a contradiction in the Bible on this point, but nearly all of these accusations of contradictions in the Bible boil down to careless reading and wishful thinking on the part of the skeptic who would love to prove the Bible to be false. The context of Numbers 23:19 is simply that God, unlike fallible man, never has to repent of his unconditional promises. In Numbers 23:8-10, Balaam has pronounced God's unconditional promise to Israel, saying, "How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." So God will never repent of his unconditional promises. And thank God for that. He has promised to save those who will repent toward him with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his death, burial, and resurrection for eternal life. God will never repent or change his mind and heart of his unconditional promise to save us. So make that difference in your mind. Becoming a saved Christian is conditional. It's conditional on our choice to repent and believe the gospel. But remaining a saved Christian is unconditional. God promises us eternal life and cannot and will not repent of his unconditional promise. In John 5:24, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." In Psalm 119:160, then, the psalmist says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." We can rest assured, God's word is true. His promises are sure. Jesus says that you have eternal life. It belongs to you, and he will never take it away. Jesus saves. And we mean that when he says that you are saved, you are saved.